Stories from the Past. Stories from the Lives of the Infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen that we've been given this opportunity to gather once more and take little reminders to help and aid us through the day when we feel like we need a little pick-me-up or a little supplement to, in order to better navigate and be better people. Life is hard. There's no doubt about it. There's no questioning the fact that life is legit hard, and often people make it harder. No one can deny it. It's an experience that we go through since the very moment that we're born. There's always a struggle, there's always a fight, there's always something that we are grappling with, wrestling with, trying to overcome, trying to move past. And it's part of the journey, basically, and it's inevitable, and we just have to accept it. But it becomes intolerably hard when we feel that this pain and these difficulties and hardships that we go through in life are in vain and have no meaning. I think a writer or philosopher once said this, I don't remember who, pardon my faulty memory, that any hardship is bearable as long as it has meaning. And the older I get, the more true that sounds, the more true that feels. Let's listen to a short anecdote about life's hardship, and we'll be right back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. So welcome to another episode of Lantern with a nice story. Growing deep and strong is the title of today's story. I invite you to listen to it. One day my mother and I were working together in the garden where we were transplanting plants for the third time. Growing from seed in a small container, the plants had been transferred to a larger container, then transplanted into the garden. Now, because I was moving, we were transplanting them once again, inexperienced as a gardener. I turned to my green-thumbed mother. "Isn't this bad for them?" I asked, as we dug them up and shook the dirt from the roots. Won't it hurt these plants being uprooted and transplanted so many times? "Oh," my mother replied, "transplanting doesn't hurt them. In fact, it's good for the ones that survive. That's how their roots grow strong. Their roots will grow deep and they will make strong plants." Often I felt like those small plants uprooted and turned upside. Sometimes I've endured the change willingly, sometimes reluctantly, but usually my reaction has been a combination. "Won't this be hard on me?" I ask. "Wouldn't things be better if things remained the same?" That's when I remember my mother's words, "That's how the roots grow deep and strong."
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So I think one of the meanings I found in the hardships that I faced in throughout the course of my life is for certain roots to definitely grow deeper and stronger. And often I found that those roots are the roots of my faith and my iman. It is in the face of storms that I felt I could not escape, and that my little boat could probably not survive, that I truly developed a strong sense of reliance and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that lasted me, or would last me, a lifetime. And in hindsight, I would definitely say, not even in hindsight, in that moment when I felt that bond and that reliance develop, I would have to say that it definitely made whatever hardship I went through worth it. Without exaggeration, to have my heart and my iman expand and to be able to build that relationship between me and my Lord, that made me feel when all else failed and everyone abandoned me and I was rock bottom and there was no way out and I couldn't find any solutions to my problems and it felt like the world was closing in on me, God was there and He didn't leave and He didn't walk away and He didn't leave me alone and He didn't abandon me and He waited there by my side patiently and gradually granted me the strength to pick up the pieces, dust myself off, and stand back up and continue walking. And number one, it made me feel like, well, then now I can handle anything because I've already been through what I perceived as worst case scenario. Number two, it made me feel how fragile this life is and how unreliable this world is, how all of its faculties, all of its instruments abandoned me when I needed them the most, whether it was wealth, health, physical or mental, family, friends, likes and comments and subscribers and listeners or whatever. All the tools of this dunya bailed out on me when I needed them the most. And the only thing or the only one that helped me recover from that situation was God. And that's definitely what gives the hardship I went through a whole lot of meaning. Another aspect that I feel difficulties and hardships helped me strengthen my roots in was humility. And it gave me a sense of humbleness. It gave me a sense of, well, anything can happen to anyone at any point. Then what's the point of being arrogant and proud and feeling yourself high and mighty and above other people when all of this could be taken away in a blink of an eye and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'in.